Kanye.
The real human being is the Cupid bean, delivering your gift to that special someone.
But and welcome back to the Movie Maidens. Woo! As always, you are joined by me, Dorsa.
Me, Morgan.
And me, Margot.
And this week, we are, I know it's going to come out, the episode's going to come out later than this. We're a little late to it, okay? It's okay. We're fashionably late. We're going to be talking about Valentine's Day.
Hype.
Yeah, we had to talk about our one true love, David Lynch, first. Yeah. That took precedent. He's our Valentine, so.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
So, yeah, let's freaking get into it.
Yeah. I was gonna ask if, mm-hmm. in like general, do you guys think that Valentine's Day is overrated?
Ooh. Ooh. Good question.
Good question. Good question. Good question.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think, well, my first thought is yes, because I think about capitalism and yep. about how most holidays in general are not celebrated by these companies as a pure love of the game. But they're like, yeah, we can make money off people and their feelings. And I think that's a little mean, personally. I feel like if you're like in a relationship with someone and you're in love, it's like, yeah, Valentine's Day, it's, why not? Why not a special little twist on celebrating our love, which we already do every day or something like that. I don't know.
Cute. That's actually beautifully said.
Yeah, that is beautifully said.
Thanks, guys.
I like Valentine's Day, but for like the twisted, dark, inverted reason of yours, because I really like the on sale chocolate after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that is actually
Ooh, that's good. That's
and
good.
It's usually good chocolate too, because everyone's bum ass boyfriends don't want to buy the good chocolate.
Yeah, it's always like the Ferrero Rocher.
Actually, you're mm-hmm. right.
So, Shoppers Drug Mart immediately after
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, like February 15th, I'm there.
Actually, yeah.
That's one reason I like it.
Valid.
Second reason is I like it because it's a really good test of like when you are in a relationship. I think that it causes a lot of breakups because like a lot of men they can't pull it together and get like something good or like meaningful as like a gift, and then like women are like not impressed and they're like, oh, why am I with you? Like, mm-hmm. it can yeah. happen in the reverse for sure, too. Like, I saw a TikTok where this guy got his girlfriend, like, a bunch of presents. I think it was for Christmas. But, like, she got him, like, two things. And it was, like, a cheap Lego set and a cheap, like, stuffed toy. And then in the comments, he was like, yeah, we broke up. Yeah. Like, not over this, but, like, over something else. I was like, bro, yeah, the signs were there.
Yeah, because it's about effort. It's about knowing yeah. your partner and what... Because it's like, if you're someone that doesn't have any expectations for Valentine's Day, that's fine. And communicate that with your partner. Yeah. And if they're like, okay, I'm fine with that, all's well and done. But if you know that your partner cares about this holiday, it doesn't matter if you maybe personally don't think it's the best thing in the world. Like, taking interest in their interests is what's important, and putting in the effort to show that, hey, I listen, and you've communicated to me that this is a way that I can communicate to you that I love you and that I'm here for you and that I want to keep this bond going nice and strong. And so I'm doing the thing in which you clearly communicated to me. You know, and it's like, if you're like, well, I don't know, then ask them. You're like, hey, do you care about Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
literally.
And you know, Valentine's Day, a lovely Valentine's Day, you don't need to spend a lot of money. You could go
it's
for
not about money.
A picnic. You could have sex.
Yeah,
true.
You could buy like one of those shitty roses from 7-Eleven and like put the rose petals on the bed and be naked and be like, hey.
Dude, you can craft them something. Like, you can write 100 reasons why I love you. Like, yes, is it a stereotypical overly done thing? But it's also free. It's also free. And you sat there and you thought of 100 things. Just as long as it's not like your hair, your the way you do me, your
everything
the way
you
have a car.
Me.
The juxtaposition
yeah.
between me being like, you could buy one of the dollar store like roses or 7-Eleven roses and be naked, and you being like, or you could write down 100 things you love about the other person. I was like, damn, that's low-key a lot more thoughtful. So
or you could do both of those
effort.
Things, guys.
Yeah. But, ooh, but the thing be, is, it's like, really if you know your partner, you know that they're going to be rocking with the 7-Eleven roses, or you're like, they're going to be rocking with a little frickin' poem. But don't, okay, I was going to say poem, but if all you've given them for Valentine's Day is a poem, Like, it's like, it better be the best fucking poem in the world. Like, it better not be your first attempt at writing a poem. I mean, that is sweet. That is sweet. I will. Even if it's someone's, like, first attempt at writing a poem, it's like, I tried for you. But it's like, if it's your first attempt, you probably know that you're dookie fart. So don't be trying to be like, why are you upset that this is all I did? Like, it's your first time writing a poem. You know what I mean? Bro. So it's like, if you're known for writing, it's like, that could be a nice little side gift because it shows effort. But, like, the quality of it is determined by how good you think you are, and that's just not a safe thing to make your bets on.
Well, you know what you should do? You should write a poem for your girlfriend and then sing it to her, staring at
no,
her.
No, not sing, but speak it to her while staring at her and not breaking eye contact, because that's what happened to me. And actually,
I've also been the victim of bad poems.
Yes, you have. But exactly, I agree so much with what you said about, like, it completely depends on how good you think you are at poetry, because the reason why that was so awful was my boyfriend at the time thought he was amazing at poetry, and he was god awful. There was it was not a poem. It did not make sense in the poetic mode. Like, I'm very nerdy about poems. Like,
me
how
me
they're
too.
Written.
That's the thing. And it's actually like, it's real. Like, both of these people knew that we loved poetry, and they're still like, well, you know, she's read the best of the best, so of course she's gonna like my little bum ass shitty ass poem that I just wrote that I'm gonna stare at you the entire time while you read it, and if you don't have a big enough reaction, I'm gonna get mad at you.
No, bruh. literally, bro, at least I didn't have that. I was like, oh, that's really I think originally he sent it to me over Discord. Which, wow, is just really romantic.
Well, I don't know how your panties didn't immediately drop to the floor and make a hole in it.
like a Looney Tunes character, bro. I look down and I go, boom. But Valentine's Day is both, it's a yay for both of us. It's a yes. Basically
if
said we
you
like
want it.
It
to be a yes, but you know? If it's a nay for you, that's valid. That's valid.
But for us, if we like it, we both said yes.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like really crazy hater behavior to be like, I hate a day about love.
That's I think it's jaded people who have been burned.
Yeah, but it's like, so never ever again will you ever love, and never ever should anyone else ever love. Boy, shut your freaking dumb ass up right now. Like,
yeah, why does the world revolve around you? Oh, I had one bad birthday once, so I'm gonna never go to birthdays again. Like,
it's like, unless
holiday,
like, it's
ridiculous.
Like, unless it's like multiple people you know like died on that day. Like, it's like, that's fine.
That's different. That's a different situation.
That's actually such a different situation, and my heart goes out to you.
On a different note, I used to really like Valentine's as a kid, because you know the Valentine's that you like buy like at like the dollar store, like Shoppers or something. Then they're like
for the whole class.
Yeah, they're like
and
Spider-Man
there's one for
or
the
something.
Teacher.
Yeah. I always like loved those. I was like, put a little sticker on it.
Oh yeah, it's
sometimes
like
a tattoo.
I did that in high school.
A little shitty piece of chocolate inside. Ooh. Those
and it's like
taste
taped.
So good.
It's like taped to it. Yeah. With like the all of them come with the same like red heart stickers,
yes.
And there's like 100 of them in there.
I love how those look.
Yeah,
I want to eat them.
Yeah, same.
But I don't really like the like heart cinnamon.
Oh, I hate those cinnamon.
I'm not a big fan.
It's too much because you have one and you're like, I'm done.
I'm like, love hurts.
I don't want it. I don't want a mouthful of them. And it's like when you have it as a kid, you're like, okay, this is candy. It's supposed to be sweet, and it's like freaking crackling in your mouth. And it's like, what is happening?
And always like the biggest like psychopaths in class were like, this is my favorite candy.
Like,
was that y'all's experience too?
No, I don't know if I know anyone that likes that.
I knew a lot of people that liked that growing up.
Were they psychopaths?
I feel like a couple of them were. I feel like some of them may have been normal.
Ah, we'll get them next time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really be judging people on their food taste.
Yeah,
I really like
picky eater, final boss torso.
True. You know the candy hearts things? The ones that are like,
yes,
be mine.
Yes,
sweethearts.
Yes, and there's a bit with that in Community.
There is, actually.
And in Arrested Development.
Yes. Yes. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight!
Yeah. That's a really good
I just
scene.
Remembered that. I was like, there isn't. I literally went into my Sherlock mind palace, and I like saw it in front of me, and he's like, maybe tonight.
And he keeps
George
pulling
Michael
them out.
Thought that something might be happening with his cousin.
Bro, he pulls them out until he gets that one, too.
Yeah,
he gets them wrong. Like, he's looking for
signs.
Which
is literally
that's
like in Community.
And it's
funny.
So real, too. Because everyone's
real.
Done that.
In Community, Margo, have you seen the Valentine's Day episode?
I've seen
from
one
the first,
of them.
From the I think this one's from the first season or second season. But it's the end of the episode.
Yes. Is it a Troy and Abed?
Yes. Abed is blindfolded,
this.
And he's like guessing.
Yes. What's written on the
yes.
on the
and
test?
And he's like, oh, there's got to be a way to make money off of this. And he's like, be mine, whatever. And then it gets to one, and he goes, I've been cheating. And he's like, no, that's not what it says. And but mm-hmm. Abed's saying that he's been cheating at the game. But guys, Dorsey here to explain the joke. So Abed is saying that he cheated at the game. But Troy, silly Troy, he's thought that that's what Abed said had been on the heart. And he's like, no, because also that would be such a weird thing to be on a candy heart. I've been cheating.
Oh, it's a double joke. Wow, exactly. I didn't even get that.
See, and this is why I'm here to explain the joke.
Thank you. I need that.
So I guess, I guess our answer is yes to Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's actually real as fuck. Speaking of TV shows, I was going to say that, so I love Galentine's Day as well. And that was invented by Parks and Rec.
Yep. Yes.
And I just think that's freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That it did that. Because every time that, like I see, like, my friends post on their stories and like little Galentine's like mm-hmm. like hang out or whatever, and it's always like crafting and like wine and like dinner. I'm like, this is the cutest freaking thing I've ever
literally
seen.
I'm like, wait, what a good idea.
Literally,
why aren't we doing this more? Because I watched Parks and Rec when I was in high school. Actually, I don't remember exactly when, so when I was in high school, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. And then like people started doing, like, I think it's gotten more popular the past couple of years. And I was always like, wait, freaking Parks and Rec reference, nice.
That's actually really as if.
I was like, that's freaking awesome. Anytime people also are like, treat yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Parks and Rec.
Treat yourself, 2026.
Literally. at Western, guys. We're about to talk about Western for a second. The university.
Whoa, sorry.
At first, I was like, Western. I was like, Westeros.
Game of Thrones back thing. No, at Western they have like softs, like SOPH softs.
Oh,
which
like sophomore?
No, like they like help out. I forget what it stands for, but it's like they help out first years.
Oh, okay.
And they had this whole thing where it was like treat yourself.
Oh,
where like people were encouraged to like get like be thankful of their soph that's done so much for them,
wow.
you know, throughout the year and whatever. I just know this because my friend was a soph at Western, and I just, and they were referencing Parks and Rec all the time saying that, and I was just kind of like, yeah. Dorsa just pulled it up. Should we just see my friend?
What the fuck is it
see
stand for? Why is it not telling me? Benefits of being a soph.
I don't know. But
probably sophomore, just because it's older than a than a first year.
Because I guess sophomore is after.
Sophomore is number two.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Freshman,
junior,
sophomore.
No.
Junior. Senior.
What the hell is wrong with the...
That,
no,
that's always
don't
bothered
do that.
Me.
No, it always
like,
bothered me too.
It's
like
not
the Starbucks
thing.
Sizes.
Yeah.
But like, I actually saw a post about that where someone was like, don't be like, why are you just call it sophomore or whatever? Why are you calling it grade 10? You're so pretentious. And the person was
what?
Like, no, I'm just Canadian.
Literally.
Actually, just no one
that's
says
crazy.
That says that here.
No.
It's like, what grade are you
why
in, bro?
It's like so confusing. Grade 10 is way easier.
Yeah.
It's so exact.
It's the one after nine.
Literally.
Grade 9, grade
no
10,
one's confused.
Grade 11, grade 12.
Yeah.
Literally.
The only one we ever use here is senior. I'm a senior.
Well, yeah.
People will say that.
Because that makes sense because it's the last one. Because
it's the last one. So it's easy to remember.
And like the first one you might.
And then also,
say, like people say, like freshman, like people will be like freshman in high school. No one says like sophomore and junior.
People
like
say fresher more here.
Yeah, for university.
Mm-hmm.
That always bothered me for the U.S. how they use like freshman all the names, and then these exact same names for university.
Yeah.
So it's like,
makes no sense.
It's like, what's the point?
It's like an 18-year-old is the technically the same as like a 14-year-old because they're both freshmen.
Yeah, because you go back to you're a senior and you go right back to being a freshman.
I'm like, guys, that's why you call it first year, bro.
Yeah. First year, my second
year.
Like that's like,
I'm a grade 12.
I'm a grade one. I'm a grade, and some people be like, I'm a grade two-er. I'm a grade three-er.
Stop. I hate it when they say that.
I low-key love it. Oh, this grade 11-er came up to me.
What?
No one ever said that?
No.
Okay,
this
guys.
Guy in grade 11.
Well, yeah, but it's like,
bro,
it's more when you're younger. It's more when you're younger. You're like, I'm a, because I think in my diary, I read like, I'm a grade two-er now. Like,
yeah.
Fire.
I'm a grade 3er now. No, I remember I wrote, I'm a grade 4er. I remember I wrote that. Because it was like a big, big deal. Because it was like, oh, it's summer. So, because it was summer after grade 3. Okay, guys, sorry, I'm just talking about my childhood diary.
It's okay. It's okay.
Summer after grade 3. And I was like, oh, well, it's the summer. So, technically, I'm a grade 4er. And it was in all caps. But I remember I wrote 4 and then dash.
Wow, that's some elevated shit.
So I was like, it wasn't like grade 4, like I wasn't like a, I was like I know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you were like, I know this isn't a real word, this is a this
grade
is a
4er. But I had really a really really loose grasp on how punctuation worked at that
age. No, but that's really good.
But no, but I thought that quotation marks were like the same as italics. So I thought I thought quotation marks just meant that you were emphasizing a word,
right?
So I was like, I hung out with this person and they were really, in quotations, annoying. And it's like, no, they were annoying. Well, I thought that was like annoying. Like, and I remember like when I learned that that's not what that meant, and that it meant like it's like sarcastic. I remember I immediately got Mind Palace flashbacks to probably like a year before at that point. Of in grade 2, we had to write journals. Oh my God, wait, guys, I'm actually uncovering a locked memory. Like, I actually haven't thought about this in years. But oh my gosh, that I wrote, you had to write like what you did that weekend or whatever and like draw a picture because it's like grade 2. And I was like, my dad made steak and it was really, really good or whatever in like quotations. And like, it's like, I can't imagine like my teacher reading that and be like, damn, she's pretty roasting her dad's barbecue skills. Like,
it was really good.
It was like, it was lamb chop specifically because he made fire freaking lamb chop. I just don't eat lamb anymore though. But
me neither. It's okay.
Yeah, that's actually how I knew that it was done for me, because I was like, wait, I love lamb chops. Why don't I like it anymore? I was like, okay, no more. But yeah, tangent. But I just unlocked some freaking memories, bro. I actually
that was beautiful.
I actually went into my mind palace there. That's awesome.
Fourer and like all the things bother me. Like
it's like a Baltimore accent. Grade 4er.
Bro, some things because like of my freaking time in the States, like some things where I hear it in you guys' like Canadian accent and I still have like a little bit. That's one of them. Where four-er.
I
say it like at the end of the four-er.
A grade 4er. Like, I guess you could say, like a grade 4er. A grade 4er.
That's kind of how I'm saying it, yeah.
4er.
A grade 4er. It depends, but the thing is, how I speak depends on any given thing ever at all. I don't recognize my own voice ever.
Anyway, yeah. But I don't like it because it reminds me of drawer. Like, when people are like, you're a really good drawer, and that bothers me because it's not a real word.
And it's like, yes. Yeah, that's like something, again, sorry. That's something
like, am I like, like, am I a drawer? Like, a drawer?
Drawer.
I forgot that people used to say, are you a drawer? Oh my God.
People would say that to me all the time. You're a good drawer.
Wow.
And I'd be like, that's not a word. I would literally say
like
to them,
you're
it's
saying
not
like
a word.
Drawer.
Yeah.
D-R-A-R. You're a good drawer.
Yeah.
Drawer. You're a good drawer.
Drawer.
Yeah, you're like a really good drawer.
Yeah, you're a great drawer.
You're a great drawer.
Anyway.
Drawer.
Valentine's Day. You could be a good drawer and draw Valentine's cards.
Yeah, and true. A homemade card is always better than store bought. Unless it's like
a funny one.
Or like you got it off like Etsy or something and it's like their interest or something. Yeah, or like
I was thinking you're at the dollar store, you saw it, you're like, that's just too funny.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course. But then again, that's effort still. Because you got it because you're like, that's
and
awesome.
And it's cheap because it's from the dollar store.
Yeah, genuinely, it's like, If you truly think money is the only thing holding you back from being, like, the best gift giver, like, not necessarily gift giver, but, like, partner, it's, like, that's not true.
It's not true.
That's just not true.
You can
true.
Be there for your partner in other ways and other than monetarily.
If you're sitting there and you're, like, a really buff man, okay, stick with me.
Okay.
Who's like, okay. I'm not creative. My fingers are too muscular to hold a pencil. I'm not a drawer.
Just throw her up in the air a couple of times, tell her she went to the circus.
Okay, no. what you're gonna do is you're gonna go and you're gonna do push ups and planks until failure. And you're gonna send the video to her.
I've seen videos of this all the time on my freaking Instagram, and I'm like, okay, workout video, sure, I'm trying to get back into the gym, and then it's just all the people freaking gooning in the comments of like, oh my freaking, and
do
I
that.
Hate it, I hate it,
you
no,
should do that.
No, I hate that, actually, not even because of the content, because it's performative, that's
no, but
the thing.
If it's just for your girlfriend, it's not. You're not posting it. You're just sending it to your girlfriend.
I guess, but it just, but it, only do it if literally Margot's advice is the reason you want to do it. Not because it's like, oh, you're right, I've seen those videos before. If you've seen any of those videos before, you can't do it anymore.
No.
If this is the first time you've ever heard of this ever in your life.
It's the first time I've ever heard of this ever in my life.
Then you're allowed to do it.
Then you're allowed to do it. I'm waiting for my Valentine's Day present.
I'm waiting for my video.
That's a really good idea. I was just going to say, like, cook dinner.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people can't cook, though. Anyway, rom-coms.
You can learn. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite one?
Ooh. Holy crap. Loaded question.
Sorry. Or, like, a couple. We could do rom-coms, not just, like, romance films. Like, I wouldn't consider The Notebook to be a rom-com. So, like,
that's
I know you guys love that movie. You love it so much. So, like, that's
seen,
off the
I
table.
I haven't seen that movie. Aren't they always, like, crying in the rain or something? And
yeah.
He's like, I wrote you. And she's like, but did you, though?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll build a house for you.
And then she's like, I don't even want that, though, right now. I didn't even ask you to do that.
It's true.
Like, I would actually be like, sorry. The comment that Morgan made was specifically addressed to me because I don't really like The Notebook that much. Because, like, a lot of the things he does, I'm like, that would just piss me off.
Fair. For example, I love the Before trilogy, but that's not a rom-com. Mm-hmm. So... that's hashtag
just
not an example. I would say I love When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that too.
it's just a classic every time. You know? Every time I put it on, I'm like, this movie's awesome.
Look at romance as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. My mom is like, how are you? So I briefly was like, I'm recording the podcast. And she just sends me back, listening, smiling emoji.
Wow.
Beautiful. Oh, she's listening to her. Wait, she's listening to our most recent episode, I think.
Oh, wow.
David Lynch?
Yeah.
It's out.
Is it?
It's Tuesday. Anyway, guys.
Sorry.
Anyway, sorry about
off
that.
Off topic.
I'm looking through my letterbox right now, which is why I was on my phone.
I'll try to do some from off the dome because I try to look on letterbox, but I'll give you guys time to look through your letterbox. Yeah, I also like When Harry Met Sally. What else do I like? I love Say Anything, though that's not really a rom-com. That was, like, my favorite as a teenager.
Sorry.
Like, I gave her my heart, and she gave me a pen. You guys know what I'm talking about in Say Anything?
Oh, yes. I've seen that specific clip.
I've seen the movie, but my mind is failing me right now.
Yeah, she, like, breaks up with him by giving him a pen.
Genius.
I think she, like, tells him that he can write her. When she leaves in like
yes,
2 months.
Yes. Sorry, it's coming.
And
back
he's like,
me. It's a really nice pen, right?
Yeah, it's a really nice pen. And she's like, it's a really nice pen because her fucking stupid piece of shit father asks her to do it, to do that, and he's embezzling the money from the old people. I think I like that movie because of that plot line. like you always forget about it when you haven't watched it in so long. But that's an entire. You don't remember this, or have you not seen
it? I've never seen this movie.
Bro, you gotta watch it.
Sorry, I thought you'd seen it.
No. I know, I've seen that specific scene of I loved her, she gave me a freaking pen. I've seen that.
Sorry, I didn't
know. No, it's okay. I was like, I thought this was a romance movie.
It is, but if you haven't seen it, like, it's not even, like, central to the plot. Like, it ties the movie up in a really good way. And it allows, like, John Cusack, who's supposed to be, like, 18 years old, like, to literally alpha dog the girl's dad.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really hard.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't love that one as much as I've gotten older. I do, but I don't. Mainly because I just think about the future of their relationship, and I'm not sure that it will last the way that it is currently going. Because he's going to England with no prospects, no future, nothing on his resume. He only knows how to kickbox. that's his only skill. Kickbox and be, like, the best guy ever. Like, best, like, high school boyfriend ever.
Right.
And she is, like, a genius. Like, she does everything. Like, she's, like going to be the breadwinner. But there's nothing wrong with that.
She's going to be the president. Like, she's a genius. Like, she's going to be the president because she's
that
so smart.
That too. But, yeah. I worry about what Lloyd is gonna contribute because not because hey I'm pro male wife guys I'm so pro male wife but I just feel like it's the 80s and society is going to pressure him to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll feel like inadequate. He can't contribute and be inadequate. But maybe that's just because that's been the case in like every relationship I've ever been in, where the men I've been with have always been like, I feel inadequate and I'm
like,
upset
that's
at you
problem.
For it. And I'm
yeah.
like,
like,
I
that's
don't know
your
how
fault.
So I fear for her. Yeah. Even though I love Lloyd. That's my say anything rant.
That's awesome.
That
is
awesome.
10 things I hate about you.
I was about to say that.
I was like, duh.
Literally.
Like, so good.
I love that movie.
And that's a movie that I didn't think I was necessarily going to love before I watched it. I was like, oh, I'll watch it. Because, like, I'd seen, like, clips and stuff of it. And I was like, this seems so, like, I was judgmental.
Wow.
I was judgmental. And then I watched it and I was like, wait, actually, this movie's goated.
When did you watch it?
I watched it,
I saw it for the first time when I was, like, younger.
Oh, I saw it for the first time in first year. I saw it April 12th, 2023.
That's how you know it. Yeah. That's how you know it's good, because it's about high school.
Yeah.
So seeing it in university.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like also, it's like they're in senior year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I'd just done my senior
That's
year.
Actually true.
Mm. And my review is, in all caps, Heath, about like 15 crying emojis. No, I can't. Heath, a different crying emoji. I love you, Heath. Anyways, Shakespeare.
That's a great review.
That is a really good
And then
review.
I saw it again in second year at the Princess on Valentine's Day weekend. Or maybe it wasn't a weekend.
So
I don't know.
Good.
Sick. Oh, What's Up, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
Is probably my favorite rom-com.
That's,
but we already talked about
that is a good
earlier.
One.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, that one's fun.
Yeah. Not a big fan of Russell Brand. Who is in that movie? Or actually, there is a couple people in the movie that I really could not give a shit about. But regardless, great movie.
Yeah.
I really like Jason Segel.
That's so fair. I really like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I haven't seen
it. I think what I'm about to say is controversial. Not that you guys would know. But I think that, I think that they'll stay together.
Okay.
After the movie. But I think that the general consensus is that
they won't.
You have faith.
But I believe that they will, because they do so many, like, cringe things together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's, like, trying to get rid of him the whole time. And yet, he doesn't want to leave. And I'm like, you know what?
And so you know what? The earlier in the relationship you are cringe and they're okay with it is probably... Like, they're actually.
That's
okay
what I'm saying.
It,
so, that's why I'm like, if he was willing to be with her, even though she was acting like whack,
she was
like,
actively trying to get rid of it.
Literally. Then I'm like, you know what? I think that they have longevity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that's like that would make her more attracted to him.
Right. And I think it works.
It's like when you try to get the ick for someone, you picture them doing stuff and you're like, it's not even working. Like, yeah. I just pictured them pooping themselves, falling in the poop, and I'm still like, fine.
Honestly, that's not even something that would give me ick, though. It would be like, they got a haircut, and I'm like, aw, hell no.
Like, you're done. You're nothing. You were never anything.
Bro, slipping on freaking poop and like falling in poop. You're like, that.
No,
because
I just feel bad. I'd be like, oh.
But like,
that's awful. That's awful. I feel like that happening, I'd either be sad about it or happy about it. I don't think I'd ever be icked by it. I'd either be like, yeah, you deserve to freaking be poo pooed right now. Or I'd be like, oh, that's awful, man.
You know what? That's actually real, bro.
synchronized.
I have one. Bringing Up Baby. That's a really good rom-com.
Haven't seen it.
It's really freaking good. Philadelphia Story is another good old rom-com. I'm just firing off random.
One December Night
ones.
Could be
one
seen
December
as a rom-com.
you've already signed these.
I used to do this back in the day all the time, okay? So I have a system. You just let me do what I need to do.
I'm good.
Are you good?
Guys, watch One December Night.
Or
no. No longer available on YouTube, though.
Hey, I look pretty good as a bobblehead.
Oh, what are these bobbleheads from when you requested the bobbleheads? Oh, huh. I look pretty good as a bobblehead.
That's really good. Wait. I also love
Bruce Campbell.
I also love Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
That's so good.
Yeah. And I like Set It Up as well. If you guys have seen Set It Up.
No,
I haven't. I've seen like a lot of clips from it on Instagram.
I've never heard of it.
It's with Zoe Deutsch and Glenn Powell.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm a cheerleader.
Yes, that's
yeah. That's a
that's a freaking great
that's
movie.
An epic
Love,
movie.
Shout out RuPaul as a freaking straight man.
Yeah,
really funny to see.
Have you guys seen Palm Springs with
no.
Andy Samberg?
I want to see that movie so bad because Andy Samberg looks so
he does
beautiful.
Look really good.
Yeah,
look just like,
I've seen the movie
like,
a couple
like
times.
Beautiful, like he looks like beautiful, like a woman looks beautiful. Like
okay,
yeah.
So I'm hearing that's what you're watching this Valentine's Day.
You know, I might.
Or you could watch Valentine's Day.
Oh, this is the movie.
Yeah, yeah, with Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, they're really minor, but I just it's like a Love Actually movie with a whole bunch of different couples following them,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like all through it's connected through like this florist and
okay.
whatever, and it's it's like not good, but like you could watch it, like it's fun. It's sorry,
you could watch it.
It's not good, but you could watch it.
Well, it's not torture.
It's like a
you
fun movie.
It.
Ashton Kutcher's in it. Wait, it has actually a crazy cast. Let me look it up.
Bro, Morgan, you with romance movies is like me with like random old movies. Like like where like you'll be like, oh, just watch this movie about, you know, this guy who's doing this, whatever. Like you're always like watching a random rom-com.
It's true.
You've seen so many. Like
I have. There's this new one that just came out. Like recently with Madeline Petsch called Maintenance Required
mm.
and it's basically like You've Got Mail but
right I heard about
with
this.
Mechanics
ooh
and that is fun but also you don't need to watch so anyways Valentine's Day is let me read you this cast
okay
Bradley Cooper
what the
okay.
hell
Jessica Alba
whoa
Kathy Bates
what
Jessica Biel Patrick Dempsey
what
Jamie Foxx
what
Jennifer Gardner okay wait there's more people Anne Hathaway Ashton Kutcher, Queen Latifah,
bro, just
got George
all the
Lopez,
in there. What?
Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts. There's more people I'm not
freaking aunt
mentioning.
And niece, bruh.
Yeah, there's more people, but like they're not as famous.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I said stat cast.
Yo, you know,
yeah.
Speaking of movies,
Robert Belushi, Kristen Schaal.
Oh,
sorry,
wow.
I was still looking at the cast for Valentine's Day.
Oh, did I miss that? My bad.
No, it's like all the way at the bottom.
Speaking of movies with a stacked, crazy cameo cast, bro, What a Way to Go is a really good rom-com.
What a Way to Go is a great movie.
Freaking Shirley MacLaine, Paul Newman, Robert Mitchum, Dean Martin, Gene Kelly, freaking Dick Van Dyke.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And each of them are her husband. And guys, watch that movie.
They're all her husband?
Like, basically all of the ones I said are her husband. So she has like a her whole thing is Shirley MacLaine plays a woman where her husbands keep dying, so she keeps having these different romantic situations and like she keeps living these very different lives and she keeps accruing wealth from her husbands because her husbands get progressively more successful each time one of them dies.
Oh wow.
So like the first husband is like Dick Van Dyke and then it's like and then oh my gosh,
I'm
I don't
not
even
gonna
know. Hold on, hold on,
know.
Hold on. Let me lock in. First it's Dick Van Dyke. And then it's Paul Newman.
Okay.
And then it is Robert Mitchum. And then it is Gene Kelly.
Right.
And, then
and he's a sailor.
And
he
then
does a sailor number
is,
in it.
He loves
Dean
being
Martin.
A sailor.
I know. And I love when he's a sailor.
Yeah. he's like a performing clown.
Yeah.
Initially. And then he becomes a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Pinky Benson.
He is a sailor in it, right?
Or he is. Okay. He does a sailor number with Shirley MacLaine where they're tap dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think I've seen that.
Maybe I should rewatch this movie.
I've seen
guys,
a lot of
rewatch
movies of movies.
Oh,
I've seen
good.
A lot of clips of Gene Kelly dancing.
Yeah. I love the production design. It's mm-hmm. really funny.
It's beautiful.
It's beautifully shot. It's
yeah.
beautifully color graded.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, if you've ever seen the picture of Shirley MacLaine with the whole open back dress with the big diamond on the back.
Yeah.
That was going around Twitter where people were like, damn, she's a baddie. She's a baddie.
nice movie.
And also, if you've seen, like, the all pink house.
Mm,
60s
right.
house. That's
yes.
from that, too.
Anyway, that's my little ramble.
Do you think Pitch Perfect could count as a rom-com?
Yes.
I do.
The
Absolutely.
First one, especially,
yeah.
because it, like, they
it
get
is,
together.
It is a rom-com.
And
it's funny
so
and it's romantic. It's so good.
And it's mm-hmm. so good.
I love
Pitch And it's
Perfect.
So good.
It is so good.
And, like, their romance is so good in the first movie.
Yeah.
Because
so
it's
natural.
Through movies also. Like, that's pretty cool.
So freaking good.
Yeah.
Yo, Young Girls of the Rochefort, Jacques Demy.
Yo, shocked.
Literally
Demi.
Talked about in our French film class recently.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Also with Gene Kelly.
Oh yeah, yes. I was actually thinking that when you were talking about Gene Kelly in the other movie.
Yep.
Adventureland.
Yo, Adventureland.
Yo,
yeah.
I've seen that too.
I haven't watched it. Yeah, same. I haven't watched it since first year, I think.
Yeah, guys, The Princess Bride.
Oh,
the best
yeah.
rom-com basically ever.
Yeah, yeah, the OG.
Like When Harry Met Sally, maybe.
Yo, shout out Rob Reiner.
Yeah, those are both really good.
You also did the one with the little kids called Flipped.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really cute.
Yo, Gross Point Blank with John Cusack.
Yes.
That one's really good. An assassin and a radio show host relationship. What else could you want out of film?
Literally nothing. You could want nothing else.
We are saying this as podcasters, though. So we're like, ah, no. Assassin John Cusack, no, don't come visit Radio Laurier. No. I know we went to high school together, but that's all over now.
You know what I just watched really recently, actually?
Yeah.
The Big Sick.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And I'd only heard good things, and I had been putting off watching it because I was like, she's going to be sick. I don't want to watch a movie where she's sick. So, guys, she lives. It's okay.
Yes.
But it's actually a story of how he met his wife.
Oh.
It's actually really good. Like, I watched it recently, and I was actually like, wow, I picked a good movie for once. Because I'm always watching really bad movies.
But I love watching bad movies, though. It's so fun.
Ooh, wait. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I would say this movie, even though I don't really think it's a rom-com, it's more just a romance. The movie Love, Rosie.
Oh, I haven't seen
you
it.
You guys have seen it.
It's haven't
really
seen
good.
It. I actually haven't seen it.
I was going to say Secretary. It's not a rom-com, though.
Ooh. Wait, Clueless.
Oh, yeah. I don't love Clueless.
I love Clueless, but I just, like, ignore the part where he's in college and likes a high schooler and also is, like, ex-step siblings with each other. I just ignore it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't, wow. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen all of Clueless.
What?
I think, that's a surprise to me, but, like, I know, because our friend, Margot's friend Bridget had a phase where she was really, really obsessed with Clueless. So she just talked to me about it all the time, and I think that's why I know most of the things in Clueless. I don't think I've ever actually
fully
seen
it. It's an Emma by Jane Austen retelling.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And I just really, it's just like such a fun movie, and I love how it looks, and I just,
yeah.
I just like the vibe of it. It's a good vibe movie.
That's how I feel about Emma with Anya Taylor-Joy.
That's
one of my favorite
real.
Rom-coms probably of all time. Yeah. I think I've seen it like probably 8 to 15 times.
Wow.
I've seen this movie a lot.
That's because Emma's goated.
Really good.
You know what's one you're all gonna agree with?
Mm.
Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person.
True.
Technically a rom-com.
It is
technically
it's
both romance and it's comedy and other stuff, but yeah.
Yes, I agree. I'm known for not liking that movie though.
Yeah.
I don't have a tattoo from it.
No.
That is true. I mean, I'm sorry I even brought it up. Honestly.
Oh wait, you know what movie is good? Watching the Detectives.
I want to see that.
It's with Cillian Murphy and Lucy Liu.
I want to see it so
And
bad.
I am in love with Lucy Liu. Like,
yeah,
I am.
That's
just
real.
I just love her. And I don't really find Cillian Murphy attractive, except for in this movie.
Bro,
he's a little scary to me.
You're in love with Lucy Liu, but you haven't seen Kill Bill. You need to rectify.
I'm just a bad person.
You're actually a bad person for having not seen Kill Bill.
I know.
Bro, recently to you, Morgan, I've been like, you need to watch Kill Bill so often. I don't know why.
I've never seen Kill Bill.
No, Margaret's been like, it's like every week. She's like, watch it. Why
I've
haven't
literally
you seen
only
it?
Seen
so good, guys.
One Tarantino movie.
I actually love Kill Bill. I love Kill Bill. Only part one though. I don't really like part two
that
much.
Oh, actually, mentioning Tarantino though. I'm going to say
True Romance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Not directed by him, but written by him. Even though Patricia Arquette in like the first freaking 5 minutes says that her turnoffs are Persians.
Yeah. What?
For no reason, bro. He's like, so it's like they've just met. Like this is like one of their first conversations we see. And he's like, so what are your turnoffs? And she goes, Persians.
What?
Yo, fuck we ever do to you, bro? What the hell?
That's Tarantino
up.
Seeping through on the page there.
Yeah,
it
and also
is
Dennis Hopper saying the N-word a bunch.
Right.
He's like, well, I can't be in this movie, so I'm going to get Dennis Hopper to do the role.
I literally thought you were about to do an impression of him in that movie and just say the N-word a whole bunch. And I was going to be like, what's going on?
That's it for me, guys. I'm out of here. Because, no. No, that's, no. Not what I was ever intending to.
Anyways,
yep.
I also like the movie 27 Dresses.
Yes, that's a good one.
Haven't seen it. Guys, I actually have really not seen a lot of rom-coms.
I have seen so many. Like,
Morgan is the rom-com queen.
Okay, but I think we should mention Falling in Love.
In spelled I-N-N.
Yes.
Yes. This watched. Like, yeah, Netflix movie that we watched while waiting for our laundry to be done. Yeah.
Oh my god.
For your laundry to be done. God, our laundry machine broke in Vancouver, so we had to go to the building across from ours and go in like their like common area that happened to have a laundry machine, and it had like a million signs like, do not use laundry machine, but we knew we had permission, so it just felt really weird. And there was a TV there, so like might as well. Someone is logged into Netflix and we just watched it.
We were stoned, right?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Good chance.
And do you guys remember, bro, memory unlocked, do you remember this random guy just came in and started eating chips with us while we were watching? And it was so like, and like he said like nothing, and it was low-key so unnerving.
Yeah.
I was so tired that day too. I remember like I feel like I was like almost falling asleep or something, maybe. I don't know, but we were so overworked.
I was so paranoid that day. Something was making me really paranoid.
It's like something was up that day, because I think we were really, really stressed with school or something like that. Because like I remember like being not all
there. That was right after the day that it was right around when like Harris tried to like jump in the pool.
Oh, we had we had no sleep.
Mm-hmm. That was like a bad time, because like that was like I remember that period being a not good period, because I remember I talked to my mom on the phone in the room, and I was like talking to her about that.
It was November 3rd.
Yeah.
That would be a bad time.
Yeah, that was a bad time. Yeah, but this random guy came in and just started eating chips and watching it with us. No, it was when we were watching the Sing thing after.
The Sing like a Halloween
special.
Yeah,
I think.
Yes. Because I had that logged.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't remember the presence of this man at all.
Damn, no, I remember.
Which is really, guys, this is really rare. I usually remember everything in all those details. So that's why I was like, something was off. I remember not being fully there mentally. Like,
it's okay. We were watching Falling in Love, so, you know.
Yeah.
It was not bad.
The guy, for some reason, like...
we all gave it, like, such a low.
I hated that movie. What are you talking about? No, it was not.
As far as, like, rom-coms go, I'm like,
No. I haven't seen a lot of rom-coms, but most of the ones I've seen have been pretty good or really bad. This guy, first of all, such an unlikable main character. Both of them.
Oh,
the chick, she's
so
annoying.
Yes, I
and
remember.
I rarely say that. I feel like about like female protagonists, because I'm like, no, she should. But I'm like, oh my god, shut the fuck up! Can this bitch shut the fuck up? And the guy was in every, like, you'd see him and you're like, okay, he's an okay looking guy. And then in every other scene, he was like horrifically ugly to me. For some reason.
Right.
I don't know. Like they kept like shooting him.
Yes, no, I remember the movie.
The movie was like shot weird or something. So like the way that they were cutting it, like in one scene, his face looked completely different. In another scene, it was really jarring.
Yeah. And there was that weird plot with her boss, something about her boss. And there were the gay guys that owned the cafe.
That she was, like, besties with.
Yeah.
And one of them was really into soccer.
I think, guys, genuinely, I think I was so unnerved by the guy coming in that, like, I was like, the movie was fine. The movie was good. Because
remember this guy.
Bro. No, he, like...
He's actually so weird.
You're saying this, and I'm like this event happened. I'm not like, but like I can't remember anything else beyond like, oh yeah, I guess sure.
Bro, there were a lot of strange people in our building. Do you guys remember the person that like stunk and they never wore shoes?
Yeah.
Did you ever come across them?
Yes, and they'd always go to pick up their like Uber Eats.
Yes, and they'd always
no
have
shoes.
A raincoat on
with
inside.
No shoes.
Now this is where you've lost me.
Yeah, there's a person that would wear a raincoat inside with no shoes, and they like stunk. The point where
like their hair looked visibly like dripping with oil, like I
yeah
swear.
And like, they like I'd stand beside them and I could smell them as if I was like
I
right
knew, if
up
they had
them.
Recently gone down and gotten food, I'd know, because the elevator
would
still smell of them.
Like,
damn.
That's how bad this person smelled. Sorry to call out this random person for stinking.
No, I'm not sorry, man.
Bro,
come
but
on
it was crazy. Like, I was like, oh, I know who was in here.
It's like, you got Uber Eats money, boy. Freaking
shower.
So come on, what's happening?
Daily showers. That fucking TikTok audio.
Like, order some baby wipes. Even you can't shower for whatever reason, get some baby wipes, bro. Get some dry shampoo.
But like, I just didn't understand the raincoat indoors. They never were going out. They were never going outside.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're just wearing a raincoat.
You're wearing a raincoat, but you're not wearing shoes.
Yeah. Like, and like no socks. Bare feet.
And this person was like, ugh. I feel like this person to me was like clearly a student.
Yeah, so they looked young.
So it's like, how's
you have to be a student to live in our building, I think.
I don't think so, because there would be kids and like families that, well, I guess you can be like a parent.
Yeah, yeah, there was one lady that had a kid.
Damn, how locked out was I?
We had different schedules a lot of times.
You were like usually at school for like all day. We were at home like a lot writing.
Yeah, that's true. I was just
lingering around. I was always lingering around our apartment.
And people watching cabin fever in our freaking apartment having to write.
Yeah. Just like in The Shining.
Yeah. Actually, yes.
Yeah. Actually, all work and no play does make Jack a dull boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does make Dorsa freaking cuckoo.
Actually, real.
Or if you want to reference The Simpsons, The Shinning, you could say no beer and no TV make Homer go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something.
Which is real.
Yeah. This will be a window into his madness. Freaking Marge.
That was really good.
Oh, Homer. you've gone crazy.
Guys,
I haven't rewatched the episode yet.
Guys, I have a really good question.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay. So you're in a rom-com. You're starring.
Okay.
Who is your,
Seth MacFarlane.
You could pick either a person or a character is what I was
Seth MacFarlane. Real life Seth MacFarlane.
No, that's real. I was just wondering.
Podrick. Podrick Payne of Game of Thrones. Okay, guys, I'm giving some really good answers.
No, you are. I'm just thinking.
No, I was just hyping myself up. I wasn't even actually looking at you guys. If you had a weird reaction, I wouldn't even know it.
I don't know.
Podrick.
On the Game of Thrones thread, Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, sure.
Kit Harington.
It not even that I don't care that he's 5'8". I love that he's 5'8".
Oh, wait, guys. Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, yes.
Like Donald Glover
for sure.
Maybe even Troy, I'd say, because he's a character.
Yeah, that's
no, but I wouldn't want to take him away from Abed.
You're right. They are soulmates.
Low-key want to be in a John Cusack rom-com, guys. I totally didn't talk about Charlie Kelly.
Not Charlie Day. Charlie Kelly. Because if it's a rom-com, that... I think I just said rom-com. But if it's a rom-com, that would... maybe be like there's some sort of change or something, so it's like me teaching him to stop bashing rats, maybe, or like me teaching him to read. That could be a great
and wow, you want to feel motherly
Gaelic.
Knows Gaelic,
yeah, he's like really perfect at it for some reason. He's like he's also just really good at playing like the piano,
yeah,
like
yeah,
the
I knew that,
and he's like it just makes sense to me, you know, like, so he's never even like, it's not canonically said to for him to have ever had lessons or whatever. He's like a savant at some things.
Goat.
And then like very questionable at a lot of other things.
Fair.
He's not stupid. He's just illiterate, but he's not an idiot. Because he can communicate, usually through drawings and symbols, but he can't, like, and it's like he spells phonetically, like, to him. Like, and that's why he's like whatever. He's just he's illiterate. He's not stupid. Yeah. He's just illiterate. Illiterate people aren't stupid.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say.
No, yeah. No, guys, just because we're in university doesn't mean we're freaking elitists, okay?
That's true. Good answer.
Thanks, guys.
For me, I think prime Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead.
Army of Darkness?
Like Army of Darkness, Bruce Campbell. Loki, okay, I'm going to be really greedy. Like body and like bulk of like Army of Darkness Bruce Campbell, but like
Evil
like
Dead
face,
One face
of like Evil Dead 1 or 2. Yeah,
okay.
But do you see my vision though?
Yeah, cuz he is just so skinny.
Or him as like Sam Axe. I don't even care.
That's good. It's
beautiful. Not Kyle.
Kyle MacLachlan. Yeah, but he always plays such like weird guys. Like I'd much rather be like in like a James Spader. They're like interchangeable. Kyle MacLachlan and James Spader to me. They give like such the same vibe. Like they're the same kind of guy.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Rocky Balboa. Rocky from
Rocky.
Sorry, there's
maybe like Dorsa.
Yeah.
Or Italian actually, Stallion. If I'm in a rom-com, can I be a new character?
Yes, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my name is freaking Mrs. Meow Meow Nation.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you own like a cat cafe?
Meow Meow Nation.
I don't want to play anymore, guys.
Right.
I don't
want to
play anymore. Okay. I don't want to play anymore. I gave a bad answer. I don't like it anymore.
I also feel like I should give a Game of Thrones answer since both of you guys did. And it is the Hound, but okay. Again, I'm gonna do like a fusion. Like, guys, actually stay
okay,
with
freaking
me.
Freaking Dr. Frankenstein.
I'm Frankensteining. It's my rom com. I get to.
That's true. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want, Miss
okay,
Meow
well,
Meow
all
Nation.
The people I named all of them at once. All of them
Bro,
my
Dorset
husbands.
Harem yeah. Anime.
And they're all my husbands, and I don't even lay a finger on any one of them, and they still love me.
Bro, that's actually exactly how I play The Sims. That's my favorite thing. Bro, my favorite Sims 3 interaction that I got with a new pack is promise to protect.
Yo.
Because it's so, like...
That's so funny.
Anyway, but for my Game of Thrones thing, kind of, like, the look of, like, season, like, 1-4 Hound, but the attitude...
The enlightened
The enlightened Hound.
Yes, Albert's path Hound.
Yes. Actually yes. You haven't even seen that part of the show, but actually yes.
I've literally only seen that clip of him being like, I walk on a path the likes of Gandhi and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Albert.
Yeah.
Albert
from Game of
Albert.
Albert from
Twin
Peaks.
Bro, in my video game, I don't know if I told you, Dorsa, but Forrest from Game of Thrones became friends with Harry from Twin Peaks.
And they
and
would
I was
be
like,
friends.
Link up of the century.
Because freaking Harry knows everything about Twin Peaks. And
yeah, Varys
knows
everything
about
Westeros.
Mm-hmm. Actually goes.
Twin Westeros.
Bro, freaking Varys joins the Bookhouse Boys and he does the thing they do where they like stroke their face.
Varys would be doing that shit.
No, Varys working at the freaking RR, bro. Varys working at the double R. Can I get you some coffee? Another slice of cherry pie.
It seems like your coffee is empty.
That's really good.
My
glad
little
he'd
birds
be
tell me.
Glad he'd be employed in Twin Peaks.
Harry and Westeros, captain of the Kingsguard.
No, Varys would be freaking. Oh, what's her? L starts with an L, maybe. No.
Shelley?
No. She's the secretary at the
Lucy.
Oh, Lucy.
Lucy. I knew it was a freaking L.
Lucy Goat.
Lucy the Goat. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's like doing like she's watching like the soap operas, and I think that's what Varys would be doing.
I think Varys.
Well, he just went, and I don't really know.
That's really good.
That is really.
That
good.
That was really good.
Thanks, guys.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but I think maybe that would be Varys.
I think Varys. Would be Albert.
Oh, yes. Okay. Is it?
Right.
That's because pretty good. Some Albert lines, like, you haven't gotten here, Dorsa, but Cooper starts dressing differently for a period of a couple episodes.
Okay.
And it's because he started to have sex with Harry.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
And he's like, I own you now. This is what you wear.
It's actually... Stop being psychic about Twin Peaks, because Cooper tries to dress more Twin Peaks like.
Wow.
So you're not technically you're not wrong,
because he's trying to twin with his boy.
He is. He's genuinely trying to twin
if
with Harry.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you want me to, and including changing of the clothes for
but
Cooper.
Albert says this one line that is very Varys to me, immediately, which is He's like,
you know, Cooper, those, you know, that style of dress, or like that, he doesn't say that style of dress, but he's like, those tones on, you know, you look good, but like on other people, like it wouldn't work or something like that. He's like, a lot of people can't dress like that, but you pull it off. And he like touches his chest, and it's like kind of like a really gay moment.
Wait, who?
Albert.
Touches Cooper?
He like touches Cooper, yeah.
It's our men interacting.
That's actually, yeah, that's me and Morgan's.
Who's
men.
Like an asexual character in Twin Peaks?
That's actually really hard. Everyone's fucking and
everyone
in Twin
has
Peaks.
Everyone has sex with everyone in Twin Peaks.
Well, Pete.
True. Actually, I
Wait,
no, but
Pete
he's
again?
He, it's revealed that
Oh yeah, something's revealed.
It's
later.
Revealed that
he's had
weird.
Sex before. Oh
no, he's
well he's had
he's Jack Nance. He's Jack Nance.
Oh okay.
He's
okay,
the
okay,
fish
okay,
percolator
okay.
guy.
Yeah,
her was a
fish in the percolator.
In the percolator.
He's like, what the hell's a freaking percolator, boy?
Sorry. So this was percolating.
Percolating. Freaking Papa percolating. But I believe they're called the blue M30s.
Bro, when that was our friend Bridget was saying that all the time, actually.
Yo,
fried
freaking
me.
Second Bridget mentioned this episode. Yeah. Shout out.
Literally, shout out to Bridget.
Actual goat.
Actually. Yeah.
That's B-R-I-G-E-T-E.
The blue M30s. I believe they're called the Percs.
He's like, the blue M30s, but I believe they're Percocet. Anyways, I'm a police officer out here. All right, guys. No, what is he? Like, yo, he says something, man. I don't know. I haven't seen
blue
M30s. He's like, oh, I'm a homeless man, not police officer. He is obviously blue, but he's just like, oh, I'm a, all right. Anyways, I'm a homeless man. Like, it's like, bro, just because you say I'm a homeless man doesn't make you all of a sudden, like, you've, like, shifted into, like, being not seen as, like, an undercover cop, bro. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm a homeless man.
What is this from?
This is just a video of, again, a likely undercover cop, like, asking.
Oh, this is, like, a real guy.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm freaking pulling up this video right now.
Actually,
I, like, forgot that we have technology in the world.
Because this is, like, I know we're talking about Valentine's Day. I love this video.
I'm just searching.
Wow. Wow.
I love the way he, like, touches his face in the video. That's my favorite part of it, maybe. Turn it up.
I'm looking for the blue M30s. People call them the Percs, but I believe they're fentanyl. Oh. Anyway, I'll be here. I'm a homeless man. Hi, excuse me, bus. I'm looking for the blue M30s. People
call them the Percs, but I believe they're fentanyl. Fentanyl.
He does this thing with his finger that I genuinely, I think, started doing because
I believe fentanyl.
I love doing like a little finger curl up against my lip. I think it is actually.
Anyways, I'll be here. I'm a homeless man.
Oh, there's a bus. Ah!
It's like, bro.
That's definitely an undercover cop.
Oh, 100%.
In the comments, but people are like, people are either like, this guy's high out of his mind, or like, he's just the worst undercover cop ever.
Yeah,
like, bro's a fed, like, he's not even a cop. Like, anyways, I'm a homeless man, I'll be here.
That's that guy gives the same vibe as like the guy that walked up to me and you, Dorsa, in Vancouver and was like, do you ladies like strawberries?
I forgot about that. He's like, wait, hold on. He like stopped us,
yeah. And I was really, really
angry that morning.
So
he's like, do you like strawberries? And we're like, no, fuck off.
I literally went, no, fuck you, fuck off.
No, because you're stopping me in the middle of my day. And like, he was just like staring at us.
He was like, do you want to watch a video?
Yeah. And I was like, and we're like, no, man, we got to go to school.
Like, I was like, get the fuck out of my face. I didn't yell at him, but I was like, fuck off. Yeah, I was aggressive a little bit.
I thought you were going to say that the guy reminds you of Connor O'Malley.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. He was like, I'm a homeless. Actually, shout out Connor O'Malley. Love Connor O'Malley. Love you.
Pipe Rock Theory.
Guys, if you haven't seen Pipe Rock Theory, Connor O'Malley, it's literally a YouTube short, so you have no excuse not to watch it. It's on Connor O'Malley on his YouTube.
We haven't plugged Connor O'Malley as much as we should on here.
We talked about him I remember I talked about Rap World a lot on the party episode.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Such a good movie.
Actually, we talked about it a lot.
It gets funnier each time you watch it, really.
Because like, every time I watch it, I like actually appreciate it for the art that it is.
Yeah, because the first time I watched it, I was like, this is kind of funny. And then like a lot, to be honest, like a lot of like our friend group's comedy we like it becomes funnier for me on rewatch the first time. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
and
trying to follow.
Yeah, with like just referencing it. Yeah. It gets funnier and stuff.
Give me 100%. That. I want that.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
I should have got that.
That looks really good. I should have really got that. Because that's actually me every time I order anything.
That's real. So you avoid that by ordering the same thing.
Yeah, so I get fish tacos everywhere I go.
Genius.
I'm never envious of other people's orders usually because I'm usually like, yeah, I wouldn't want to eat that. That's why I didn't order it.
Yo, second Dorsa picky eater mention.
Let's go. Guys, I'm not that bad. I know what I like.
Bread and cheese.
You're locked in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mouse maxing.
Mouth bread, cheese, rice. I do love stew, though.
Those are all delicious.
I can eat a little stew as a treat.
Celery stew for Miss Sabzi.
Yes.
No, that's not. I actually said the wrong thing. Actually, Persian card revoked. Punish the Kadafs. I don't like Gorma Sabzi. But usually everyone loves Gorma Sabzi and no one likes Khorish the Kadafs, but like I'm looking the opposite. Like it's like being a Persian not liking Gorma Sabzi and I'm like, yeah, but I like Khorish the Kadafs and like what the hell? Anyways.
They're like,
you're just built different.
Okay, dropping Margot in Iran. Margot Iran trip win.
This is
soon, hopefully soon, bro.
Margot Iran is one of my favorite inside jokes ever.
Yeah,
it's not even an inside joke. The joke is just bringing me
is
to Iran.
What if Margot went there. And just leaving her there and just seeing what would happen?
Because I'm just like leaving me anywhere is like yeah. the funniest. Like I think
I know you can't navigate around.
Yeah, I was about
you.
To say you're so directly challenged.
I am.
You'd see a sign that's like home is this way, and you're like, okay, I'm going the other way.
Literally.
Like I don't. Is it a circle? I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm so. But I'm great at reading maps. If you give me a map, I am a. I'm a fantastic
navigator.
Okay.
So you're dropped in Iran with a map.
Oh, with a map, I'd be fine. Is the map in English?
Nope.
Oh. Okay, I can get it translated. I can get it. I could figure out.
Just look
out.
At the shape of the country and find.
No, but that's not how it works for me.
So then you're not good at maps.
I'm joking.
Well, street maps. You're good at.
I don't know. Guys, I'm not confident in my answer anymore.
It's okay. It actually, you are good at maps in a way.
In a way. In a sense.
In a manner in which you know, maybe can't verbalize right now, and that's okay.
I think I'm good at digital maps. I'm less good at physical maps.
Oh, so you're good at, like, GPS.
Yeah. Yeah. I was really good, like, in Girl Guys, I was really good at geocaching. I'm good at coordinates. Like, if I can see my coordinates, that helps me a lot.
Okay, so we're going to put you in the ocean.
Oh.
Okay, Minecraft freaking new spawn. When
bro, that's I always spawn, like, on an island.
Or when when you make a nether portal in the nether, biomes. And you're like, let's see what biome I end up in, and it's just in the middle of the ocean.
Bro, I literally had a dream that we went to the nether and something like that happened. What? Sorry, I just
did I tell
just
you the hound was in my dream?
No.
You kept tricking me up and down these stairs and constructing the stairs to not lead it to be where I wanted to go. And I was like, I tried to tear down the like wood barriers of the stairs to try to get him. Because I was like, you keep freaking changing these stairs.
Like, was he mischievous about it or was he just serious?
I couldn't tell. I think that was part of the problem.
That's actually really, really
like,
in
stop
character.
Doing this.
That's really good.
That's really good. Yeah, I had a dream. We went to the nether in our Minecraft world.
Okay.
And, like, the nether made no sense. Like, there were, like, horses of some kind in there. And I got really confused because, as you know, when there's no logic in my dreams, I wake up.
Right.
Which means I wake up all the time from my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to get really confused. And I exited. Like, I made another portal, and then I exited, and it was, like, the worst biome ever. And, like, I got so mad that, like, because, like, we keep, like, in our world being, like, oh, we're going to make a portal, and it'll, like, take us
yeah,
somewhere
yeah.
else. And, like, I was, like, so disappointed with where we are and so confused by the nether. Because there were, like, skeletal horses in it, which, like, exists in
yeah.
Minecraft. But
they should add that to the nether. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but it was like there's areas in a Zelda with like skeletal horses and like lava.
Right.
I think that's what I was thinking of. I think that's what I was thinking of. Anyway, but that was my dream. I was confused.
I accidentally killed a skeleton horse in lava once in Minecraft. I was so happy I got a skeleton horse, and then I fucking died in the lava and so did the horse, and I was like, I don't deserve anything in this world.
No.
Minecraft world, not like the whole world.
Freaking epic.
We strayed a little from Valentine's Day, but
that's okay
because we were talking about stuff that we love, and what's Valentine's Day about other than love?
That's actually yeah. true.
And I love conspicuously building stairs so doors I can't
yeah I was like them. Dude, stop. And it's like I have a lot of dreams that like there's like scenes or whatever, for lack of a better word, like in stairwells, but it wasn't even a typical stairwell. This was just like stairs in a house. I was like, dude, I'm just trying to get out of this freaking house. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going downstairs. And then he looks at me like through the freaking like banister. And I'm like, what? Because the stairs go up again. And I'm like, you little, like, stop it. And I kept trying to get, like,
bro, I know
tear
his
down
ass
the
would
wood
be silent
banisters.
Too. Like, you
no, and he was.
A-
he was just staying in full armor, mind you, in the middle of this house.
Stop.
I'm like, boy, if you don't stop freaking deconstructing these stairs somehow every time I turn my back.
Bro, I'd be like, get rid of these banisters, boy. I'm coming down. I'm crawling down.
Bro, I was
bro,
like,
the banisters would be for his safety in my case.
Yeah. And it was like this type of wood, kind of.
Oh, like the desk where we're recording.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like a light.
A light wood.
A light oak, maybe. I don't know. Like orange.
Where is he getting kinda all the wood? Was he chopping it?
It was like he was like reconstructing the stairs that already existed in this house. I don't know how. Like the stairs had, I think the stairs had like carpet on them too. Like it was
wow.
Like it. And, like, there were, like, optical illusion stairs because, like, okay, I'm going down. Wait, I'm going up. Like,
why were you getting, like Wile E. Coyote'd by the hound? Like,
things like this happen in my dreams all the time. I always have dreams where I go to arcades and I don't understand the rules of any of the games because it's, like, it's an arcade, but it's a ride, but it's also a movie, it's also a concert, and, like, it's, like, I'm on a train all of a sudden.
That's
like,
real.
Nothing in my dreams makes sense. And when it does, I don't, like, maybe it's good sometimes. I don't know. I'm not going to make general claims about my dreams. I'm not putting that in the universe.
I'm always...
My dreams are dreams.
That's actually true.
I'm always in like abandoned places. I'm always in like the back rooms.
The government's
dream,
always trying to get
but
me.
But I'm not like scared or anything. I just wander.
Mm.
Sometimes I'm in spectator mode. Do you guys ever get that?
Yeah. Where you're like outside of your body.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm someone else. Sometimes I'm.
Oh, well, sometimes I turn into different people.
One time I was an orphan girl and my whole family like died.
Oh, no.
Like
I had alternate
to experience
life.
All of it.
Oh, yeah. I've
but
had those.
I was just. I was still Margot, but I was like watching it as a spectator, but I knew her internal thoughts. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Because sometimes in dreams you just know things without it being like visually
like
or auditorily.
Like reading a book.
You.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know how sometimes when you're reading a book, it's like your spectator mode. You're there.
Yeah,
like
you're
like,
it.
I'm also there, but I'm invisible. It's like Bran
I was
in
just,
Game of Thrones.
I was actually just going to say that, bro.
It's exactly like Bran.
It is. Yeah.
Bran the Broken.
True. I just watched. No. I just read. Yeah, flex. I just read House Moving Castle.
So good.
And that's how I felt.
That's like one of your favorite romances. I really like that one, too.
That one's that's a really good one. Freaking love House Moving Castle.
Literally. I love the book. I love these Welsh.
I love both. I'm allowed to like both things.
Wales is a dragon on its flag, which is pretty cool.
It does.
I love dragons. I think that's one of the only countries that has dragon on its flag.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot of flags with dragons on them. So I've answered my own question.
There you go.
Dragon
Thank
bees
you.
Nuts across
Thank
your
you.
Face. Got him.
And on that note.
I knew you were going to say that.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. As always, you've been joined by. Guys, email us also.
Please.
We finally got our first email.
Well, we keep saying that. We've gotten like another one.
Yeah.
Got another email.
Go on, guys. Let's freaking add to our emails.
Was it the station manager? Yes.
Yes.
But was it informing us of
favorite Game of Thrones character?
Also,
guys,
yes.
Come on. Who?
Check right again.
What Game of Thrones character do you want to be in a rom-com with?
Yes. And if the answer is Ramsay, you're no longer allowed to listen
to
this
podcast. No, you're
not
allowed to listen to this podcast.
We don't need your listening ship.
No.
I'm killing you. If your answer
if
is
you watch the whole show and your answer
I'm killing you. Oh, you want to be flayed alive? I'm flaying you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Appropriate response.
Yeah. But anyways, as always, you were joined, have been joined, will continue to be joined by joiner ship of hi and for thank you for goodbye, I'm Dorsa.
Morgan.
I'm Margo, and if you pick Baelish too, I'm also flaying you.
Little finger.
Why would you even want that? His name's Littlefinger. Anyways.
Bye, guys.
Bye.